South Africa's top detective was appointed lead investigator in the Oscar Pistorius case today, replacing a veteran policeman who was charged with attempted murder in the latest shock development to hit a case being closely watched by the nation. The National Police Commissioner promised that a team of highly skilled and experienced officers would investigate the killing of Pistorius's 29-year-old girlfriend. Pistorius has been charged with premeditated murder in the case. The decision to put Police Lieutenant General Vinish Munu in charge came soon after word emerged that the initial chief investigator, Hilton Botha, is facing attempted murder charges of his own, and a day after he offered testimony damaging to the prosecution in Pistorius's bail hearing. Pistorius, an Olympic runner whose lower legs were amputated when he was less than a year old, killed his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in the pre-dawn hours of Valentine's Day. He claims he mistook her for an intruder when he shot her through a locked door in a bathroom in his home. Prosecutors say the shooting happened after the couple got into an argument and alleged the killing was deliberate, carried out with no mercy. Yesterday, Botha acknowledged in court that nothing in Pistorius's version of the fatal shooting of Steenkamp contradicted what police had discovered, even though there have been some discrepancies. Botha also said police had left a 9mm slug in the toilet and had lost track of allegedly illegal ammunition found in Pistorius's home. Tanya Page has more from South Africa.
The public face of one of the most high-profile murder investigations South Africa has seen. But his credibility crumbled when it emerged the officer leading the investigation against Oscar Pistorius is himself facing 7 counts of attempted murder. It's alleged Hilton Botha opened fire on a minibus taxi in 2011. The charges were provisionally thrown out, but were recently reinstated. The country's top police officer said she was only informed about the changes on Wednesday, and she immediately replaced him.
After investigation, we can decide whether there are charges or not, no charges to be laid. At this point in time, there are no charges. At this point in time, he is not suspended.
It's the latest twist in a courtroom drama that has the country captivated. The demeanor of the accused and his family was more positive in the morning, as his defense lawyer gave his closing statement. He's accused Botha of bias and contaminating the crime scene. But in the afternoon, the mood changed. The prosecution said the athlete's claims he mistook his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, for a burglar, shooting her 3 times through a door, was improbable, and that the fact Pistorius is world famous didn't constitute the exceptional circumstances necessary to grant bail. When the prosecution said Pistorius had been shooting to kill, his family looked very stressed. His brother kept his jaw tightly clenched. At times, his sister appeared to be praying. The athlete himself covered his face with his hands and leaned forward into the railing. Pistorius' close friends were in court to support him.
For us, from the athletic track and from University of Pretoria's track club, it's sad. The mood is very down because he's our biggest hero in the club and also in South Africa. You know, now he's in jail, so it's something it takes. It generates a lot of emotion.
The final word was left to the prosecutor, who said Pistorius had a history of being prone to violent threats and aggression. Tanya Page, Al Jazeera, Pretoria.
And you're listening to the evening news on Pacifica Radio, and I have to interrupt this newscast. Don't want to, but have to. The reason is we need to raise money to keep this newscast on the air, to keep the Pacifica Radio station to which you are listening on the air as well. For nearly 65 years, Pacifica Radio has brought you over the airwaves material you can't get anywhere else. News, information, perspectives, analysis, commentary, music, drama, stories, that you just cannot find anywhere else. The only way we can do that is because we're independent. We're not dependent on commercial broadcasters, commercial advertisers, underwriters, or rich people. We depend on you, the rank and file listener.